Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming out to the opening of Virginia Cuppage's exhibition, Trailing the Perimeter, the 1980s paintings. And we're delighted to have Jared Vaughan here this afternoon to open the show. So I'm going to hand over to Jared without any further ado, and thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Virginia, it's great to see you in Melbourne.
Thank you, Jared.
I have to say. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say what a pleasure it is for me to have the opportunity to open this show. And in a funny way, for me personally, it's been a pleasure in recent years to get to know you, Virginia. And because I knew who you were, I knew about you, but we hadn't met. And one of the reasons is because your Australian connections are so much more centred on Sydney than Melbourne. Although I've been learning now, even today, about your Melbourne connections and your appearances in Melbourne, which is a good beginning with of course the night, as you explained to me, the first ever Melbourne Art Fair in 1988.
Yes.
Which was interesting. So look, for me, it's a great thrill to see these 80s works, because I'm more familiar, of course, with the 70s works, and that was a great sort of subject of interest to me in recent years, because the NGA possesses what I'm prepared to suggest that this is your masterwork from the 70s. Lion, this wonderful geometric abstract
Lion.
Work in the National Collection in Canberra. And it was from 1972 to 73, exhibited in 73 at the Saks Gallery, your solo exhibition in New York. And of course, Lion is the middle name of Clem Megmore. And Virginia was, and Clem were partners in New York, and so their relationship is very important. And the year of that exhibition is also interesting just from the NGA connection, because 73 was the year in which the NGA acquired Clem's monumental work, which is called Virginia. And so they had named works in honor of each other, and both have ended up in the collection of the National Gallery of Australia in Canberra, which I think is really very nice. Now, and that work, Lion, hung in Clem Megmore's bedroom until his death in 2005, and through Virginia, it came into the National Collection, which is a really great thing. Now, about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, we did a geometric abstraction hang at the NGA, and Lion was included in it. And what I found, I have to say this, because Virginia's works, they do have this astonishing sort of attraction. You're drawn to them. And I would go through the galleries once or twice a day, and I'd go through geometric abstraction, Australian hang, and all the great figures were there. And it was a great show. It was an internal show, just the permanent collection of the NGA. But it was your work that sort of caught my eye every time I went through those galleries. And you probably didn't even remember this, but I just came back to my desk one day, I was doing something, and I thought, I've never met Virginia Cuppage. I'm going to write to her and just tell her what a pleasure it is to have your work on display and the impact it makes on me and members of the public. And I noticed that the public, too, was stopping in front of your work and talking about it, and I was very struck by that. We struck up a correspondence. I said it'd be nice to meet when I'm in New York sometime, and we have an American Friends group of the National Gallery of Australia, and you were a guest of honour at one of our events in New York, so that was really nice. And as a result of that, you were very generous with some very strategic and key donations from that period to the National Collection and to some other state galleries. So, and I know that the directors of all those galleries were so thrilled to be able to bring your work into those collections. Now, I think some of you, of course, know Virginia personally, and you'll know her story, and it's in the catalogue and the notes, it's all online, so I won't really go through Virginia's biography, other than to say that at the age of 26, in 1969, born in Brisbane, trained in Sydney, and you knew all the abstractionists in Sydney, Orban, Rapotec, and others, Olson in his more abstracting period, perhaps, if I can put it like that. That was the ambience in which you operated, and Lara Nichols has written a very interesting essay based on an interview with you, in which she also talks about an aspect of your work about which I know nothing. So that's another thing for me to think about, or I'd like to know more about, and that is the fact that you did textile designs in the 60s, and that they became incredibly popular, and they became very chic. just before we went to New York.
Yeah.
And the rest of the story, I think, is well known. Virginia remained in New York, of course, until 2017. Through that period, you had 37 solo shows, mainly in New York, but including Canada, and a number in Australia too, but as I said, more in Sydney than anywhere else. Robin Gibson, for example. I think your dealers in New York were particularly, just going through the list, Stephen Rosenberg, and then the Rosenberg Kaufman Gallery. Is that
yes, right? It's
yeah, exactly. It evolved into that.
Rosenberg
yeah.
Plus
no, thank you. Yeah, and there are a lot of reviews, and you got a lot of attention. There's no question about that. You were in the 1996 Scavenger Triennial here in Melbourne, but as I said, the attention on your work in this country has been much more in Sydney than elsewhere. So, Nicholas, fantastic that these works are here in Melbourne, and that finally now we can see, having sort of digested the in recent years, much more sort of access to the 70s works. Now we're moving into the 80s works, which I think is terrific. So these works are different. They have evolved in a different way, but there is still that wonderful sense that I feel whenever I look at one of Virginia's works, the primacy of color and light. And you might say, well, the geometric abstract works of the 70s are also very formal, but it's a different kind of formalism, I have to say. You know, we're a long way from the modernist grid, or, you know, sort of a grid pattern of verticals and horizontals. And that sense of colour, the lyricism of colour, these, your interest in very often paler and more pastel colours, I think really that stands out. And what I do like about these works is the sense of movement, and quite literally the explosion behind me. I think it's an amazing picture. And Virginia was saying a little bit earlier that this has never been exhibited before. It was always in the studio in New York, but it had never been seen other than by fellow artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very, very lovely thing too. So this really is a marvellous opportunity for anyone interested in your work in particular, in the work of Australians in the 1980s, this sort of exuberance that comes through, and also as a woman artist. And interestingly, you are, the NGA has these travelling shows, and about 18 months ago it opened in Geelong, and it's still on the road, in fact. I'm sure that's the case. There's still one more venue to come.
Yeah.
Australian Women Abstract Artists, and it's got tremendous responses everywhere it's gone. And as I said, your work that I've mentioned before is one of the centerpieces of it. So I think that I'm sure that a lot of people are going to, you know, once it becomes known that these works are here, a lot of people interested in all of these issues will start to come down to take a look. And I do, as I said, I congratulate you. And perhaps, although you did officially come back to Australia in 2017, but nevertheless, I've never had the opportunity to say to you, welcome home, after all those years in New York, and particularly, may I, Nicholas, welcome to Melbourne. And I think you'll get a lot of people, as I said, taking a great interest in this work. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, everyone.